Happy Sabbath, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Boy, some of y'all are dressed up so nice in your uniforms, looking excellent. Woo! Isn't this a blessing? Come on. This is impressive. Well, tell me this. Hey, some of you may already know this, but we'll verify. Hey, are we celebrating something special tomorrow? Is there a special day tomorrow? Oh, what's special?
Mother's Day.
I want to confirm. Is he correct?
Yes.
He is. It's Mother's Day. Oh, listen. I'm gonna take a chance, and I'm gonna bet that everybody up here knows at least one mom. Am I right? Does anybody not know a mom? Anybody? Everybody. We all know a mom, right? Some of us know two moms. Some know three moms. But everybody us up here knows at least one mom. Moms are pretty important, right? I would say so. Without a mom, we wouldn't be here, right? Got to have a mom. Well, tell me this. Yes, sir. You have something on your mind?
If you bring your mom, I gotta be happy.
Oh yeah, mom's gotta be happy. Well, tell me this. Do y'all know, did Jesus have a mom? Jesus had a mom, right? His mom cared for him. In fact, you know what? What?
The
male is Mary. Yeah. Oh, come on, give it to me. He's in my class. He knows Jesus' mom. He's in my class. Well, I share him with somebody else. But anyway, yeah, absolutely. I'll give you something later. When Jesus was born, he was just like y'all. He was young. He was little. He had to learn. And it was his mom and his dad, but he was with his mom every day. His mom was so important that she helped him learn the scriptures. She taught him how to be a young boy and how to fit into society and his roles and responsibility. Can you imagine how important a job was for Mary to be the mother of Jesus? That's important, right? Oh, she had some responsibilities. Well, I tell you what, I will argue that your moms also have a very big responsibility, because I'm thinking that mathematically, one or two of you are going to maybe be a pastor or an elder or a deacon or a Sabbath school teacher. You're going to be a pathfinder or an adventurer leader. I see it. I'm seeing in the eyes leadership. And it's going to be your mom, very importantly, part of that. So I will say that if Jesus listened to his mom, what should we do?
Oh, share it again.
Listen to ours.
We should listen to our moms. So whenever your mom tells you to do something, whether you like it or not, let me come over here. Whenever your mom tells you to do something, we probably should do it, because Jesus listened to his mom. Yes?
Not probably. Do it.
Oh, come on. I wish you were in my class. I could take credit for that. So, that's right. So, let's keep this in mind. If Jesus listened to his mom, we're going to listen to our mom. Okay? So, go ahead. Thank you so much. Who wants to close in prayer?
Me.
I want to pray.
We're going to have two prayers, and we'll have them here and here.
Oh. Heady, heavy fire, thank you for this hour. Thank you for transforming. And thank you for bringing us t-shirts. And thank you for Williams and all my friends at church. And thank you for keeping us safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Another prayer?
Dear God, Thanks today. Thank for Happy Mother's Day. Thank for Santa. Bless us, Allison. And thank for God bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you all so much. Next time.